listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Fair.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, an expert on internet harassment joins the show for a look at coordinated online trolling and threats and efforts to turn the tide.
First, on Tuesday afternoon, Governor Scott Walker delivered his 7th State of the State address. One of the biggest headlines that came out of the speech was his proposal to cut tuition for all UW system students.
College affordability was also a major issue at our listening sessions. But it wasn't just students who raised it as a concern, as they're concerned about the cost of higher education. It was parents, grandparents, educators, and many others. That's why I'm pleased to announce that our 2017 through 2019 state budget will do more than just freeze tuition. We will actually cut tuition for all Wisconsin undergraduates throughout the UW system.
Robert Menser joins us now to talk about this and other top news stories from the past week. He's a storytelling editor for USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back.
Hello, thanks for having me.
So, Rob, the governor's proposal that we just heard there to cut tuition for the UW system students, that seemed to come as a surprise. Was anybody expecting this?
Walker had sort of hinted about it, but I mean, yeah, that's a piece of news out of the State of the State. You will notice that the speech did not specify an amount, did not also specify what that has to do with what the state budget is going to do to overall funding of the system. So a lot that we do not know, but I mean, it's a signal as the state heads into the budget process. And after the speech, Walker's spokesman told journalists that that the tuition cut would be paid for by additional state funding, but that still, you know, has to sort of fit into a whole structure. The UW has asked for $42.5 million more in the next budget, and they also asked for an increase in tuition. So there's a lot that we don't know about how this proposal will fit into, like, sort of larger operational plans for the UW system.
And what have UW system administrators have to say about this news?
Well, so people just really talk past each other on this issue, I think. So from the point of view of Governor Scott Walker or of Republican legislators, this is really seen as it's a focus on like a consumer fee. So cutting tuition or before this freezing tuition is almost like a type of tax cut for middle or upper middle class families that are paying tuition to UW. For somebody who's within the UW system, this is also the way Democrats tend to speak. They look at what the system needs itself in order to operate, to be effective for the state. And that's just not the way that Republicans talk about it.
Now, you mentioned that the UW system is asking for something like $42.5 million in funding in an increase. And Governor Walker said that the cut that he's proposing would be offset by more funding. But that's not to say that the UW is going to get that $42.5 million, is it?
It's not. It's not to say that at all. And this set that against they asked for $42.5 million plus a modest but still a rise in tuition. So the system absorbed $250 million in cuts in just the last budget. And as they will point out, or other advocates will point out, the sort of overall share of state funds to the UW system has eroded over a much longer period of time than that. So, I think it's certainly there will be some parents happy to see the bill go down, but I think it's very, very unknown what it looks like on these campuses.
We're getting caught up on state news from the past week with Rob Menser, storytelling editor for USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Wausau. And Rob, on Wednesday, 5 former Department of Natural Resources secretaries wrote a letter calling on Governor Walker and the legislature to reject a proposal that would split the DNR into potentially 5 agencies. First of all, tell us more about what we understand about this proposal to split the DNR.
So this is this is kind of a sort of a hobby horse of a state legislator in Balsam Lake, which is in the rural sort of northwest part of the state. And yeah, I mean, it would break up the department into a potentially a bunch of agencies, and also it would reassign some of what the DNR does now to other agencies. So it's very complicated, but basically the sort of the thrust of it is two main agencies, which would be one that oversees hunting and fishing and sort of outdoor recreation stuff, and then a separate agency to do the environmental protection and the pollution control stuff.
And so what did these secretaries say about why they're not on board with this?
Yeah, so they don't like it, and the reason that a lot of people have objected to it is that it is basically just the idea that a split up agency would have less ability to do, you know, to sort of do environmental enforcement or to handle those pollution regulations and so on. It's a smaller agency. It would have less clout. It would be easier to sideline. This is the theory. And that was in this, this letter from the former administrators, but they also took a little bit of a different tack. They pointed out that a new department would also have to hire new administrators, and you would have to pay those people salaries. There would be a director and a deputy director and an assistant to the deputy director, whatever. So they argued that it would end up costing the state more money, and it would end up adding to the size of state government, which seem like arguments that are, you know, aimed at persuading Republicans.
Interesting to look back. It sounds like the consolidated DNR that we have now was initially a bipartisan effort when it first began.
It was. In the 1960s, the DNR was created, and in fact, this letter came from bipartisan appointees under Democratic and Republican governors. And you know, I think it's important to say that this is like far from imminent, this proposal. For example, Governor Scott Walker did not talk about it in his State of the State address. There was no sort of signal that he's laying the groundwork to do this. But it is something that there's some Republican legislators who support it. So, you know, they could end up working on it this year or in coming years. And so this is, these guys were trying to shape the way that debate would happen.
And Robert, finally, another story from your neck of the woods. An adopted 10-year-old girl in Wausau met her twin sister for the first time this week on Good Morning America. Can you tell us about that one?
See, this is nice. You see, Veronica, there are still nice stories.
It is nice.
Yeah, so Audrey Deering is 10 years old. She was adopted when she was a baby girl from China by a family who lives here in Wausau. And as a Christmas present to her, her mother hired a researcher to find out more about where she came from. And essentially what they came back with was the news that Audrey is a twin. And not only that, they were able to track down her twin sister, whose name is Gracie Rainsbury, and she lives with a family in Washington State. So at the time that we wrote about this in December, Audrey and Gracie had become kind of long-distance friends, and they would video chat and that sort of thing, but they had not actually met, and they were planning to do a family trip in the spring where they would finally get to meet each other. But in all the publicity that happened after the story ran, Good Morning America got in touch, and this week on Wednesday, they actually met on live TV, and they cried, and everybody cried, and it was quite a thing.
Yeah, we actually have a little bit of that meeting. Here it is.
I finally have I felt like there was somebody missing, so it was like, now it's complete.
Now it's complete is what Audrey has to say. So a bit of a tearjerker there. Any word on what's going to happen next? Will they get to see each other more often?
Well, they got to, I think that they had a pretty memorable week and got to hang out in Manhattan and explore Times Square together and everything like that. And yeah, I think that the families seem to get along. They plan to get together again. And I think it's lovely.
Great way to go out. Rob, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
That was Robert Menser, storytelling editor for USA Today Network Wisconsin. And he joins us every Friday for our state news roundup.